From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition, 25 persons from CSJP communities across the island graduate from the University of the West Indies. Each year since 2008, the Citizen Security and Justice Program has been sending youngsters from CSJP communities to the University of the West Indies Social Welfare Training Center. The students are enrolled in a 4-month social work certificate course, which gives them the tools they need to go back in their communities and be agents of change. We spoke with CSJP Community Action Officer Kevin Williams, coordinator for CSJP's social work program.
Whenever we enter new communities, we try and empower persons to deliver particular services. As an organization, we have 3 main areas that we concentrate on: facilitation, governance, and effective community engagement. Now, the Social Welfare Training Center, they offer an introductory course in social work, and it covers those 4 main areas that the CSJP focuses on. And so it is believed that through the engagement of persons increasing their competencies in these particular areas, then it would make our work in the community somewhat easier. And it is also aimed at sustainability. We are trying to empower the community to deliver these services themselves.
This year, 25 persons were enrolled in the recently concluded course, and Sarita Buchanan, program officer at the Social Welfare Training Center, says she's seen big changes in the participants.
I always say to persons, 4 months is a short time to see major transformation. But we do see a lot of change in individuals. We see a lot of persons who actually want to study further. Other persons go back to where they are, but you see a difference in the way they operate, in the way they do business, in the way they carry out their functions within their community organizations.
Wayne Green is one of these participants.
I love it very much. I think I was able to just kind of the stuff that I was doing in terms of to help or assist or to facilitate people within my community and just to enhance or to help Jamaica in a whole. And what I've learned, I think it has, you know, it has benefited me in so many ways. It has enhanced my capability in dealing with situation.
Hailing from North Gully in St. James, Mr. Green and 7 other students from the parish had their boarding covered by CSJP as they moved onto the Mona campus. While on campus, the group stayed in housing at the Social Welfare Training Center, helping them to be truly immersed in the university's culture.
It was a great feeling for me. The university has known for a high standard of individuals that have passed through. So it has been a sense of warm welcome and feeling just to be a part of that campus.
This time on campus has awakened the call for higher learning in several of the participants, including Mr. Green. He can't wait to start the year-long certificate program, and he's not alone.
I think it's about 20 persons who have gone on to do the actual degree program in social work. And this year, we have some 15 persons graduating from UWI with a bachelor's. A number of persons have gone on to form various groups within the communities, namely parenting groups. We have persons who have become parent trainers, persons who have become mediators and community facilitators. We have also persons who have gained employment here at the CSJP itself.
CSJP Community Action Officer Kevin Williams. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.